Blog Talk Radio.
For me,
Amongst Friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening, Amongst Friends family, and we welcome you to another entertaining conversation where we're talking about love, life, and relationships and everything under the sun. If you would like to call in and be a part of the conversation, you can always call in at 760-683-2662. You can also listen to us or take part in, you know, the conversation by going over to our Facebook group, where all you have to do is type in Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show in your little search engine, click on the add button, and join us. Tonight we're going to be talking, it's going to be like a relationship roundtable. Anything goes as long as it deals with relationships. Mainly what we're going to be talking about, you know, the new state of relationships, online dating, monogamy. Oh, and before we jump into the conversation, this Friday, we will be at Bar Louie's at Gallery Place in D.C. 5 p.m. is when we start, but we will be there well after. So come on down and hang out with the crew from Amongst Friends. We'd love for you to join our happy hour event. So jumping right on into the conversation, well, of course, we have our other host, Jeff and Q and myself. So ladies, if you're out there listening, you have to call in and help me out because I'm having a feeling that it's going to be real one-sided tonight.
Oh, yeah, you're going to tag team that ass.
Wait. And before we get started in the conversation, it is a big happy congratulations to QB because he got engaged this weekend. Yay! Congratulations to you.
That was last week.
Anywho, congratulations to him. Okay, so let me just jump.
Thank you.
We're going to jump right on. And what I want to talk about is, so I'll say about a month ago, I was in the car and I was bobbing my head and I was listening to this song. And the song is by Rico Love and it's called They Don't Know. And I'm like,
They don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, that ain't how the song go. But I'm thinking to myself, they don't know, you know, and of course the chorus repeats over and over, they don't know. And I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking there's a lot of stuff that people don't know. People don't get, people don't, you know, whatever. And so I'm just jigging to the beat, just driving on along. And then all of a sudden, something in the lyrics popped out at me. And I started listening. And I was blown away. Because it's basically a song that's talking about a man and a woman who are in a relationship. This man is married or something. He's in a relationship already. But this chick, he's buying her all of these materialistic things, And he's basically saying the people around him don't know what's going on between them two. So he's buying her these things, buying her a car. He takes her on fabulous trips. And on top of that, he shares her with his wife.
Almost like, okay, I'm down with that.
Okay, but all the while, nobody else knows about this relationship. And he's like applauding her and saying, this is the reason why you get all of these lavish gifts and all of this kind of stuff, because one, you're loyal. Two, you don't be talking to everybody about our business. And three, you know your place. So I was sitting there and I was just like, what in the hell?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Okay, so I can, so if I'm going to be in a relationship with you, I have to, in essence, be non-existent. Like, I can't be like...
Well, it goes like this.
I'm listening.
Does the wife know?
Yes, the wife knows.
Well, then it's fine, because there's no... If the wife knows everything of what's going on and she's involved with the situation, again, I ask, what's wrong?
Why do you okay, so if it's okay with everybody, then why is this song talking about, you know your place, we're not, you know.
Because it is what it is. She knows her place. I'm quite sure. Well, I haven't listened to the song, but I'm just going by what you said. If they all talked and all agreed and all go by their rules, look, this is the wife. You're the third, you know. Keep your mouth shut. This is our personal business, you know. And she abides by the rules. Again, I ask,
okay,
what's wrong? What's
again,
the problem?
Again, I am saying it's one thing to be like, hey, we're all in this and all this kind of stuff. But there is an element of, what we do is a secret. So it's clear. It's not even clear that she, I mean, what if this woman wants to be able to publicly say that this is my man?
See, it all depends on the rules. The rules are...
It from a perspective of this is an open relationship, and that this is how we grow.
That's exactly what it is.
And that
no, it's not. It's not an open relationship. It's their relationship. It's not open. It's their relationship.
Okay. So clearly, you're okay with this kind of stuff.
Of course, I'm okay with it. It's no rules. No rules are being broken. It's not infidelity going on, because it's only infidelity if the third, the wife and the third and the other female do something without the husband's knowledge. Now that's infidelity, or like I said, or like the husband messes with the third on the side without the wife knowing. If there's anything about one party not knowing what the other party's doing, then yes, that's infidelity, that's cheating, that's whatever. But if all three parties are cool and work within the rules that all parties agrees to, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing. It's their personal relationship. No rules are broken. So you're saying just because, you know, she has to keep quiet and she can't tell nobody, something is wrong?
Absolutely.
Why?
why do I have to keep it a secret who I'm dealing with?
Because it's the rules that you set in the beginning.
Okay, and so again, this is my question. Is this where we're going? Where as long as we have these fucked up ass rules where, hey, I can have three chicks. Actually, I could have five chicks. I deal with you on Monday. I deal with you on Tuesday. I deal with you on Wednesday. You on Thursday. You on Friday. And on the weekend, I'm with my wife. And as long as y'all broads know your place, we good.
Okay.
You're fine with that. As long as everybody, quote unquote, stays within the rules.
And you have, and the wife has to come into the fray too. Nobody can be left out. But I mean, that's a little bit far fetched. A dude that's married and has four or five other girls on the side, that's a little far fetched.
But how is it far fetched if you said, if the rule is that everybody is in the know and everybody agrees to it, how is it far fetched?
I mean, from a realistic standpoint. There is no way on God's green earth, ain't nobody that good where you have a wife and the wife agrees to have to say, okay, you can have four other broads. Come on.
Okay,
that's a little bit over the top.
But here's my point. Me, who believes in monogamy, I'm thinking that this shit is over the top.
Okay. And that's the hint of this conversation.
No,
your opinion. That's your, because you're so high on monogamy.
Using your logic and saying, as long as everybody is okay with the rules, the wifey knows, everybody has bought into it, then it's cool. But then when I started adding elements, you're like, dude, that's not realistic, really?
I said it's kind of far.
But you can say that. Okay, it's far-fetched. Whatever. Same thing. I'm thinking this shit is far-fetched. Okay, Jeff, okay. What are your comments?
Yo, straight up and down, if you make a grown-up decision, to do whatever it is you want to do, have the type of relationship that you want to have, the one that works for you, hey, I applaud you. Go for it. Be happy. One love.
Don't worry, be happy. Is this the state of the dating scene where monogamy has exited the building? And
okay.
If everybody is making these grown-ass decisions and everybody is happy, it don't even matter. So monogamy, we bid you adieu.
Well, it all depends on everybody's definition of monogamy varies.
Right, clearly. You say if everybody agrees to it, everybody buys in, then there's no infidelity. So.
But my thing is this: according to your scenario about the married wife and the third party, those three can be in a monogamous relationship where they don't want to deal with anybody else except the parties involved.
But, you know,
and then all the which I know you probably don't agree with, those three party involved could be like, you know what, let's just be us three, nobody else, and that's it. So the definition of monogamy varies between each couple and each situation.
Okay, you're absolutely right, but at the same time, there could be another chick who's also in the, on the other side of it. So, like, there's this one chick who's getting all of this stuff, but then he's also being very honest and upfront and all this kind of stuff, but still just lying.
What line?
I'm saying you can add a ton of scenarios to this scenario that this song is describing. And what I'm saying is this man has said that there are other people. Wait, hold up. Let me go into. They don't even know, you know, so he's saying they don't even know I know you. You don't be talking like a lame bitch. You follow the rules, but keep it cool, which could give the assumption that there are other chicks that he's done this with, but because they're not quiet about it, they're lame and all this kind of stuff. So this is the life we have, where you go into a relationship with someone who's already involved with someone. Is that where we are now?
It's one of these scenarios, right? It's one of these scenarios, and I'm quite sure there are others. I don't know what it is, but if you to assume that, you know, monogamy means to I don't know how many people on Earth, but to mean that, you know, monogamy means one male and one female, or two people. I don't know. It varies.
So we're now changing the definition of what monogamy means.
Could be.
Well, the definition, as Webster defines it, is the practice of status married to one person at a time. One.
According to the definition, there's nothing wrong because he's married to his wife. They just have a third in the fray.
Oh, this is some bull.
How's it bull? See, you say it's fool because it's a third person involved, and the third person can't say shit.
Right. I'm not looking to share my partner with anyone.
That's my way of living. That's you. But at least be open minded. At least be open minded
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no. And hell no. Did you hear me clearly?
Okay.
Hell no.
Let me say it one more time.
Hell no.
DJ, did you say hell no?
Absolutely.
Just as long as we realize that there are several modes in this world of how to operate one's life. Deidre, you, me, Q, we have a mode where we go to work, we come home, we chill with family or whatever. Some people have a mode of life to where, you know, they can stay at home because people are running their business and they just recoup all the benefits of owning said business and they can chill with their family. Two different modes of operation, how people go about their day. So, if that can happen, then Rico Love can have his song and have his way of operating, and it should be cool with everybody involved, especially if everybody involved knows the rules and operate by the rules.
Okay. For all of those lovely single men who believe in one woman at a time, I'll let your girl Deidre.
Whatever. Have luck with that one. Good luck with that one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
really?
I mean,
yeah. Really?
Okay, so there's really, you know, there are multiples of people out there, Deidre, and you know this. Multiples of people out there that operate in the same mode that you do. So I think
you're
okay,
absolutely
baby girl.
Right. And
yeah,
I'm giving
okay.
them mad love right now.
One at a time now. One at a time.
Exactly. One at a time. I'm giving
okay.
them all love. All love.
Okay.
All around.
We don't want anybody to find out that you're operating out of a Burger King bathroom. Oh, I mean, no, I didn't mean to say that.
Seriously, yo?
Yo, please call us at 760-683-2662 and tell us, do you like Deidre's mode or do you like Rico Love's mode? They don't know.
They don't know.
Yeah.
First of all, how old is this Rico Love dude anyway?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'd go down and say, hey,
exactly.
Boy,
and he's knowing his ass, he probably don't know the shit that's going on. So, okay, that's besides the point. But what were you going to ask me, boo?
Why are you trying to change what the definition of monogamy is?
I'm not trying to change. What I'm saying to you is your definition of monogamy
could be different from another person. Hold on. So you're saying to me now that we can, as individuals, go out and change the definitions of certain established words. Is that what you say?
What I'm saying is,
uh-huh.
Your definition of monogamy,
uh-huh.
can be different from another person's definition of monogamy. That's all I'm saying. But Deidre, you just said that monogamy is one man or one person married to another, right?
Mm-hmm. The practice
or
state of being married to one person at a time.
Okay. So according to the song, he's not marrying the third chick. So technically,
really?
No rules are broken.
Really?
No rules are broken.
Really?
There's honesty in a relationship because, according to the song, his wife knows. So, my question to you is, what did the guy do wrong?
State or practice of having only one sexual partner during a period of time. And if you give me some BS about, well, they not doing it together, he's sexing her on Monday and
she not now you change now who's changing the definition?
Who's changing the definition?
You just say one person married to another person. Now you want to throw sex into it. That's a whole new.
No, what I did was I clicked on what it is, and so it gives me two definitions. It says state or practice of being married to only one person at a time, the state or practice of having only one sexual partner during a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So
basically, I'm right. So, Deidre, the period of time that I'm sexing my side chick is from 2 to 4 in the afternoon.
You know what?
And I'm only with her from 2 to 4 in the afternoon.
Oh,
they
my
don't
God.
Know. Word up. You know what I'm saying?
See, y'all need help.
It's a period of time. It's a period of time.
Help. Yeah. Where are the
rational people in the room who...
You're the only one. You're the only one.
I need y'all to call in at 760-683-2662 and help your girl out. Surely I am not the only one that's tripping. Like, the song is whack, for real. Like, and if, I don't know, if it gives women the impression that they have to be follow the rules and be quiet and share men and all this kind of stuff, that's whack as hell.
Deidre, that's the rules that they set, that couple set. Now, the rules could change with another person with another three people who's in that same scenario. You can't go by that rule. The rule they said, 9 times out of 10, doesn't apply to every relationship that's like that. It could
like
be,
you know. Like I said, it's whack to me.
Okay. Well, okay, it's whack to you. But just because it's whack to you doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong. It may be wrong in your eyes because of what you based on your definition of monogamy
is.
Absolutely
right.
There's other
it's
people.
Whack and wrong.
Huh?
It's whack
it's wrong.
And wrong.
Okay.
It's whack.
America, please call in 760-683-2662. We want to hear your input. Either call in or go on the blog or go on our Facebook. We're going to show
like,
this shit
be a
tonight.
Poll
Hallelujah.
Of how many people who are okay with these multiple third parties and stuff. There should be a poll. Like,
Deidre, you know what? Why should there be a poll?
No, I'm just saying. I want to see how many people out there who are okay with having two and three people in a relationship, and that works.
Deidre, if
you were to find five people that it was okay with, what would that prove? That you just found five people?
No, I said let's get a poll. You know, they do polls for all kinds of research. 56% of Americans feel that three parties in a relationship, as long as everyone is okay with the if everybody is okay with the rule.
56%? Okay. Me and Wifey, we're gonna have
a conversation
after this.
I absolutely love Lana right now. Thank you. At least I'm not the only one who's like tripping. But okay, thank you. Her question was, what's the point in being monogamous if a third party is involved? What's the point? Thank you.
Again, it depends on that relationship and their definition of monogamy. You and Len are in that same space. That's cool. That's fine. But, you know, your definition isn't the end all to be all. That's all I'm saying. It may not be wrong and right to you.
That's the established definition. And my question was, has monogamy gone out the door? Because
a mindset like
yours, who says that as long as everybody is in agreement with the rules, that it's fine. That's not monogamy.
That is monogamy.
No, it's not. And I'm not. I'm not even going to let that foolishness come into my space.
Your psyche.
I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Please call in, America, 760-683-2662. Call in. Tell me that I'm wrong. Tell me that the dating era, the relationships in America have gone to shit, and I just need to accept it.
Monogamy isn't dead. It's not.
Okay.
Monogamy is going to be around as long as humans be around. Monogamy would never die. What I think was going on is two things.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, for the, like I said, the original thought is, you know, monogamy, you know, has very different definitions pertaining to per couple. But I think also with monogamy, it's my opinion. And I'm also think that, the world now is more open sexually to try different things. But in the end, it's just, to most, it's just entertainment. It's just fun, and when the fun's over and they meet that one person, it just goes back to a monogamous state. That's my opinion. That's my opinion.
And your opinion is whack, and so is Easy's opinion. All of it's whack.
Okay, but me and Easy have more knowledge. Okay, Jeff, what you think, dog? I'm not listening to Deidre no more.
Well, that's probably
okay.
For the best.
We got a caller.
Okay.
Okay.
Desmond from New York. Let's hear what you have to say.
Hello, good evening. Well, how is everyone doing tonight?
What's up, Des? What's going on, son?
All right. It's a bit of a lively discussion you guys are having about marriages and relationships and the word monogamy. Well, from the private school I went to, I have to agree with Lady about the real description and definition of the word. I think that the way society's changing and being a bit more accepted of, various sexual practices, people think that maybe that should become the norm more so than kind of the offshoot. And they don't wish to bear the responsibility of being an offshoot versus the mainstream. They want to say, yeah, this should be a bit more normal, and we should all have fun with it, and everything should be all right. And I just think that when you're making a decision to do things that are a little bit different, there's some responsibility that everybody should kind of claim as a part of the package. And it's very easy to kind of get up and say, you know, I want to have everything that I want. I want to have two bowls of cereal for breakfast instead of one. I want to have two steaks at a dinner table instead of one. It's, you know, there's something that comes with that. When you do that with cereal, you know, you're going to be taking a dump for a bit of a long time. When you do that with too many steaks and too many drinks, you can't go out driving, or you're taking a bit of a dump in the toilet bowl, as you people like to say. So it's to me, there's something that comes with taking that stance and saying that, okay, we are now changing, or I wish to change, the definition or at least the acceptance of it. Because I'll tell you something, the practice has been around for a very long time. It's been around in your country. It's been around in my country. You can tell I'm not from the United States. It's been around all over the world. But the difference is those people who decide that that's what they want to do, they say forget the labels, forget how it's called or how it's referred or how it's looked at. That's just their choice for their lifestyle. As for others, you know, and not, I don't mean to indict anybody here, but others may try to get their cake and eat it too.
That's true. That's, and I agree with that, Des. I agree with that. I just lost my train of thought. I just lost my train of thought, but
it wasn't relevant.
But I think with Desmond, and correct me if I'm wrong, Desmond, it's like what you say is like, you know, some people like to have their cake and eat it too, but I also think at some point it doesn't. The third party relationship or the third party monogamous relationship doesn't last. I just think that at some point you get tired of it and it goes back to, you know, one man, one woman relationship. It goes back to that, but you know, I just think that everybody tries whatever. From a sexual standpoint, everybody tries whatever, you know, and they do it until, you know, quote unquote, it gets boring, and they just go back to, you know, the one man one woman thing, or the one man or the one woman. I gotta give a shout out to, you know, the LBGT posse. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But the main thing is monogamy, right? No matter who you're with.
Exactly.
So, Des, thank you for calling, my dude. Where are you calling from anywhere?
I believe we've lost him. Oh, no.
Okay.
We've lost him.
Well, awesome that we had a caller who called in and who actually agreed with what I was saying. And I also appreciate Lana really holding it down in the chat room, sticking it up for monogamy between two people, not third parties and stuff like that. So, yay, Lana.
Okay, so let's make up a new word, two monogamy, where you can be with two people at the same time.
Whatever.
Two monogamy. I like that. Yeah, let's make it happen.
No, I don't. So,
Well, you ain't got to use it. Yeah.
You're absolutely right that I don't have to use it because
right.
It's whack. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But anyway, y'all can still call in, get in on the conversation, 760-683-2662. We see y'all on the line listening, and we appreciate all of the support. Again, I appreciate all of the support that's in the chat room. Again, if you want to get in on the chat, you can go to Facebook, type in Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show, and you can get in on the conversation. Because they be wilding out, especially Ezel. But anyway.
Shout out to, so if you want to shout out Lana, I want to shout out to my best friend, my mate Ezel, who just holding it down in the group.
He's holding it down. That is whack. But anyway, so moving right along in this whole conversation about relationships. So now, with social media, we have now entered the stage of online dating. And I'd like to know how you guys feel about, well, I mean, Jeff, I think you are a face-to-face kind of person. But how do y'all feel about online dating?
I think if you are online dating, I think that you are to some level and to some degree whack.
Exactly.
That you have resorted to by trying to just sit in a room online in your funky ass pajamas and try and meet somebody and sit there and do everything that you could possibly do live and direct. If you just open your damn mouth and act on the shit that you really want to act on when you actually
really?
See people. Really?
It sounds like you got a real bad issue with online dating. Online dating doesn't necessarily mean that the whole relationship, the whole conversation is going to be done from in front of your computer. Hello, with Facebook
Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
My thing with it is that the chicks who swear, I know a lot of chicks who swear up and down that they got it together, and they do the online dating thing. And my thing is, when you present your package, how you should present your package, how you feel it should be represented out there, and nobody's picking up on that vibe, trust me, when you get behind closed doors, now I'm saying you are worse off trying to be yourself than if you was in front of somebody. Because then you can, when you're behind the closed doors, you can take it to the next level and be as dirty, grimy, crazy, or be as fake as you, be as super duper fake as you want to be. And then you got to come clean when you actually get in front of this person somehow. So it's a whole lot of backtracking. That's why, I guess that's why they, you know, the dudes on the site about, oh, eHarmony, our matchups get to more marriages and more relationships. And he's got to put up stats because he knows that people get on there, get on a different site, and they lie their asses off. They are not real about stuff. Then when they do get face-to-face, it's an explosion. It's an explosion
Let's put a pause there and say that there are a lot of dudes and females who are out there lying face to face.
Of course, and that's the good. There's two sides of online dating. Obviously, there's online gangsters. You know, that talks a whole lot of mess and talks a whole lot of shit, you know, behind the front of the terminal. You know, they're this and they're that and they're this and they're that, you know, but when it gets to, well, let me see you or let's go out on a date or something like that, that's the flip side of it. You know, you see this person who says, you know, he's 6'2", you know, 230, you know, nice physique, hazel eyes, and you go out and meet this cat, and he's like 5'6", heavy set, dark skin, 300 pounds, yeah, you get busted. So it's, you have to be, it's cool. I think all our dating is cool, but what the problem is everybody, like, or some people hide behind the false identity. They hide behind the false identity, and they give out this package of what the person on the other side is looking for. And when those two entities meet, there's a problem. There's a problem, and there's always some type of negative situation. So, I don't know. I think online dating made it easier for one person to connect with another. But on the flip side of it, it's a lot of shit to deal with, especially if one party is not telling the truth.
Okay, but you get that in face to face.
What do you mean you get that in face-to-face?
I mean, you get people who are lying face-to-face. They can say that they're this and they can say that they're that. I mean, all I have is your word. But then once I get to know you and I'm around you and all this kind of stuff and I find out all of those are the same thing.
Yeah. But I just basically, my basic point is that, you know, with online dating, it just made hooking up more accessible. And it's speed, and in some instances, it just speed the whole process up. Instead of the whole courting process, whatever, you know, it's just, people are just looking for somebody to, like, hit and smash. I mean, if that's your thing, knock yourself out. But, you know, but you know what? Jeff made a very, very valid point, and it bothers me how people go online, go use online dating to find a husband or find a wife. That's corny to me. That is so corny to me. How can you, like, fall in love with somebody who's, like, 300 miles away and you never met? You only talk online and shit. I don't understand that. In your area, there's, like, 20 men in your immediate area that you could, like, meet on a daily basis and vibe with. Not with some dude that's 400 miles away. The fuck out of here. Get out of here.
Word up.
Maybe those people don't want to deal with the same local pool of people in the area.
Then drive 5-15 minutes away.
Okay, dude, it's still
to another city.
If Facebook has taught me anything, it has taught me how very small DC is. Like, I could be talking to somebody and then somebody will respond on one of my friend's statuses and I'll be like, damn, I know them. And I had absolutely no clue. DC is small. Cities are small. And sometimes you don't want to dip in the same pool that everybody done jumped in. I don't think there's anything. I don't think that anybody should be in a relationship where 100% you're online. I think that there has to be some getting together face-to-face and all of that kind of stuff to have a truly successful relationship. But I am saying that with social media, you can find people that you otherwise wouldn't have done so.
Okay, on that note, we have Desmond from New York calling back. Desmond, what's up?
All right, thanks for having me back. I had a bit of an interruption before.
All right.
Well, at the end of my last statement, I was just talking about, you know, the way that we try to redefine and put a different definition on the words anonymy, and I was trying to say right before I got interrupted, well, what's the problem with the word polygamy? Well, I mean, it's been around for a long time. Did it kind of fall out of warranty or something? Did it fall out of use? Did the P in front of it kind of scare people off and the M is a bit more of a comfortable letter? I'm trying to understand what's wrong with using the word polygamy and instead trying to take the polygamous behavior but apply it to monogamy. I'm trying to understand what the reluctance to use the word is.
Well, I think the word polygamy is, and I'm trying to get the exact definition of polygamy. So polygamy is one person. Okay, say like you and you have a wife and you're married. Okay, so polygamy is the husband or you have another relationship, and your wife has another relationship with another party. That's polygamy. Even though y'all all cool with each other, and y'all talked about it, and everything is up front, that's still a polygamous relationship where both parties have a side, have a third person. Whereas the relationship that Deidre was talking about, the wife and the husband have, a monogamous relationship with an agreed monogamous relationship with a third party. Whether it's male or female, it doesn't matter. So that's the difference.
Well, I really don't understand the difference that you're defining there. You've kind of said the same thing. I mean, if people are if everyone's kind of agreed to it, like adults, and you know, the wife says it's okay, husband says it's okay, everyone's happy, everyone puts on little party hats and everything and confetti, and they throw a little party, and, you know, there's all kind of, you know, machinations going around. It sounds like that's a polygamous relationship. What I'm trying to understand is, what is anything that is not one partner, and you know, one person and one partner, not considered monogamous? Like, that should be the definition of monogamy, and that's it. And anything else, that any other situation, any other hybrid situation, that should be a polygamous relationship. I'm trying to understand, why is there a need to redefine that very essential piece right there? That's the thing I don't get. But if everyone, okay, whether they're married or not, everyone's okay with it. Like, I don't believe, and someone tell me if I'm wrong, I'm not by a Webster's Dictionary, and it's not an Oxford Dictionary. The Oxford one is better. But I don't recall the word polygamy being defined by marriage. I thought it was defined by the relationship, not essentially marriage only. Can someone correct me on that?
No, you're correct. You're correct. No, he's correct.
Okay. So I'm still at a loss as to what we're discussing then, because it sounds like, and this is not an incriminating situation, but I'm looking for definition here. It sounds like there's some people who want to have what's called a monogamous relationship while having a polygamous relationship. And someone tell me that's wrong. Someone tell me that's not what they're looking for. And as long as you define it, I'll accept it. But it sounds like you want to have the cake and eat it too. And it's all right to have the cake, but you've got to share it with your friends, yeah? You've got to share the responsibility of the cake.
Yeah, I guess that's where it gets muddy, you know, where the waters get muddy. You know what I'm saying? If you have a relationship and somebody wants to either, you know, try to spice it up, or they want something that's not the same old, but they still want to be married and they don't really want nobody, like, to judge them, yeah, then they go out and they get a secret third partner. You know, somebody that the wife can enjoy as well as the husband, whether that is a male person or a female person. And they could sit the person down and state the rules of the situation. We want to be our third, but
why do you have somebody saying that definition is monogamy?
Desmond, can we have another caller online? So we would have to politely cut you off and get this other person in, because we're kind of on board. We have like 30 minutes left, okay?
Oh, by all means, go with it, man. Cheers for taking the call.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. We have another caller.
Okay, Nikki from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
What's your question? Yes.
It's not so much a question. Oh, by the way, hi, everyone. Hi, Q.
Hey, Nikki.
Don't do it. And I know she's listening. Hey, Lana. Hush up. Anyway, online dating, I think it's scary. It's very scary. And I think it's ridiculous because people just hide behind just like something that they make up, and you just don't know what you're getting into. You don't know who you're meeting, and it can be dangerous. That's why I stay away from it. I'd rather meet someone out on the street at work at a party or
you,
something.
You was like the first time. You was like the first time. You was like the first time meet somebody on the street.
That's you know right. what? Hush up. And getting back to the monogamy thing, I'm with you, Deidre. If
of course you're with Deidre. So
Hush,
okay, I'm sorry.
Why be in a relationship
and the reason,
with my
and you agree with Deidre because? You agree with Deidre because?
Because why be in a relationship with someone if you always want to be dipping somewhere else? What's the purpose?
It's not. Okay, we're going according to the song and lyric that Deidre was listening to bopping on her car. They never said it was just three people. It was the husband, the wife, and the third party.
But you still dipping. Why?
Because
why
I want
you,
to.
Who's dipping? Who's...
No. Stop. Okay, here's the situation. The reason why I'm dipping is because, one, I can. Or no,
exactly.
One, I want to. One, I want to. And number two, because this young lady or this young man has agreed to be the third to my relationship with my wife or my husband, I can. So there it is. So now the situation is put out there. We've made a grown-up decision to do this. Now what? If you want to stand by the wayside and yell from the treetops that you only want to be dipped into by one dude at a time, that's fine. But if you keep on doing that and you don't even realize that there's other situations around you that's going on and you want to call everything yuck in the world, then you can go ahead and do that too. But, you know, why disclose the rest of society that's going on around you just so you can say yuck? Just admit it that it's there. Just admit it that it's happened and move it. To sit up there and say yuck is like you're putting yourself on a pedestal because you get dipped into by one dude or you only want to dip in one chick. It's like,
but just
yo.
Because you could do something doesn't mean you should do it.
Okay, this is the thing.
What kind of thing is that?
Hey, Nikki, know why he can do it? Because his wife said so.
No.
Because his wife said so. His wife said, okay, they talked everything out. The wife said, yes, we can add her. That's all he needs. Once the guy gets the approval from his wife, it should be no conversation after that.
I just couldn't see it. I couldn't see it for myself. That's what I'm gonna say.
So let me ask you this then. So what if he didn't? So what if it was a scenario where he said, "Look, I'm gonna be sleeping with this chick, so you can either be down with it or not." Now I'm forced into this relationship that I don't want to be in.
No, you're not. Because you could say, no, that's not going to happen. And if you make that happen, I'm out.
Yeah. I've been with this dude for 15 years, and now I got to make a choice because he wants to have his cake and eat it too.
Yeah, that's a choice you can make. You don't have to say, no, I'll do it because you want me to. You'd be like, no, I ain't having this shit. I'm not having this shit. According to your definition, monogamy is me and you, not me, you, and her. You can have her. I'm out. Peace.
Makes sense.
Thank you.
No, it does make sense, but me, I'm old school. I believe in exclusivity, where it's just me and him, period. There shouldn't. There really shouldn't. And
me
it's
too.
Like nowadays, since sex is so easy to obtain, love is harder to find. You can't find love.
Love is hard.
It's hard to find love because it's like people are out there just to get.
No, it's not. It is. No, it's and I disagree. I disagree with that. I disagree.
If you can, Nikki, I'll offer,
it's
you, I'll
easier,
offer this.
It's easier
Nikki,
to be
this.
Able to
Nikki.
Go out and sleep with someone than it is to fall in love with someone and find someone that's honest
that's
and it's
true.
About
but,
something.
But love,
but Nikki,
but, babe, love isn't hard to find, babe.
Nikki,
it
I will,
may take
I will
a while,
offer,
but it's not hard.
Nikki, I will offer this. Nikki, I will offer this. There are people in the world who operate on the notion that they can be in love with more than one person at a time. That person might find two men, two women, she's got to have it, or Rico
you
Love,
stupid.
Having his wife and this chick, that I'm in love with these two women, so I'm going to present a situation to these two women to be with me. If they say yes, then that's it. That man and those women will not go outside of that triangle. They will stay in that. They will argue. They will fuss. They will fight. They will love. They will share amongst the three. Anything outside of that is where anybody in that situation would catch holy hell, just like your man would catch holy hell if he was watching the chick at the bus stop sucking on a lollipop. So, because people are built differently and some people can handle more than old school Nikki can handle even a bigger situation, those let those people be. Realize that they're out there and everything is cool.
And they're not, and you know what, and another thing is they're not flaunting their relationship in your face. It could be you or, no, you know, super monogamous Nikki or super monogamous Deidre, that if you see them at a restaurant eating, you know, you look at them and be like, well, oh my Lord, look, that is disgusting, that is nasty. Nasty to who? You and super monogamous Deidre. Well, all along, y'all are eating food by yourselves. So who's really messed up?
Okay.
I'll put it to you like this.
And that is one of the questions. Is this where we are now? Is it that because everybody is into this whole, you know, hey, we can have multiple partners, and if you can't get down with that, guess what? Then you're going to be eating alone. Is that where we are now in this dating?
No.
Thing?
No. That,
no.
I put,
no.
Yes and no. Yes for the people who can handle it, and no for y'all too.
Wow.
You know what? Yeah, y'all can have all of y'all multiple partners. I don't have a problem eating by myself. And guess what? I'm going to eat damn good.
There you go.
So are they.
No, they not, because they taking scrap.
Deidre, oh my God. Deidre, Deidre, I'm trying to tell you. It's one thing to talk from a standpoint that you don't want to, it's one thing to talk as you don't want to accept the situation that you will never put yourself in, that you would never be involved in. It's a total another thing to sound elitist with your shit. So you talking about somebody who is doing their thing, making themselves happy, and you're going to call that as them getting scraps?
Well, you are getting scraps.
No, you're sharing a man, or you're sharing a woman. But wait a minute, who are you to put yourself over their situation? Who said that you was Queen of Sheba?
What I said was okay. You should be sharing a damn dude or a girl. That's what I said.
Right. Like I said, that right there is, you talking about it.
Queen of Sheba or anything.
Deidre.
What?
You want to know what the reality is?
What's the
reality?
You want to
know what the reality is? At some point, we've all been shared, whether you knew it or not.
Absolutely right. But that doesn't mean that just because that's what everybody wants to do, that I have to accept it.
Baby, no, everybody is not wanting to do that. No, there's more people on God's green earth who are in your definition of monogamous relationship. Like I said, be it male, female, be male, male, or be it, you know, female, female. But you can't throw shade.
What?
You can't throw shade at that couple or that relationship where there is a third party involved. You can't throw shade. You can't do it.
Maybe
because at some point
you were in that situation also. What's the reason of why I shouldn't? I'm telling you, I am.
Okay.
And I think that what Desmond was saying, he was saying that why are you changing the definition of what monogamy is when polygamy is what you're describing?
Because monogamy and polygamy are two different things. And I tried to explain to Desmond
polygamy is two people. Polygamy is more than two people. So why don't you let polygamy be what polygamy is, and won't you let monogamy be what it is? Why are you trying to modify
I'm not No. What I'm saying to you is my definition and your definition of monogamy varies.
Dude,
your definition. What?
When you're talking about more than one person, you're describing polygamy.
What I'm saying to you, Deidre, is your definition of monogamy varies from a different person. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that your definition is wrong or the person's definition is right.
What I'm saying is that monogamy is this. Polygamy is that. And what you're describing is polygamy. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that's what it is.
let's just agree to disagree. America, we have like 20 more minutes left in the show.
You know what, Jeff?
So,
you shouldn't say stuff like that.
So if you want to call in, like Desmond did. Thank you for calling, Desmond, out of New York. And Nikki from Pittsburgh, thank you for calling. Call us, please, 760-683-2662. Or you can find us on our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. Or you can come and act a fool with us on our Facebook page, because Easy is going for it. He's cussing people out. On our Facebook page, Amongst Friends Online Radio Show.
And if you'd like to And if you'd like to order one of the limited editionary missionary relationships T-shirts that Deidre sports on a regular, you can do that at www.oneloveonlynigga.com. There you go. There you go.
Or www.don'tdopoly.com.
www.don'tdopoly.com.
All I'm saying is that at the end of the day, I heard what Desmond was saying. And because you want to redefine what monogamy is, you were not listening to him.
Oh, my God. I'm just giving another interpretation. And what I'm saying is, I'm not going to say it anymore.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say it anymore.
Just hush.
Do we have another caller? If we don't, damn.
All I know is, like I said before, if you are a man and you present the situation to a woman to be your third, and she makes a grown-up decision.
She agrees.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's
booyah.
Booyah. You do you. Just don't see Deidre on the street because she'll talk about you.
Yeah.
I sure am.
But I put it
don't
to you
tell me
way.
Your business.
Let,
I am.
Then let,
yep,
ladies
absolutely.
And gentlemen,
and
when
be all
Deidre
up
pulls
in y'all
up,
business. Girl,
and when Deidre pulls
about,
up,
you
and when
deserve
Deidre,
more. Girl, you shouldn't be taking his coffee seconds. Girl, you know, I sure am not.
And when Deidre, and when you're at the stoplight of life, and you are in your Bentley relationship, and she's on her hussy, keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. We're winding down on this sad, sad conversation where we have some delusional people. Oops, I'm sorry. I'm being an elitist right now. Everybody,
yes, you are. You always been elitist.
Enjoy whatever the hell that they want to do because it works for them. Woohoo! But anyway,
Deidre's part of the relationship Illuminati.
Absolutely, I sure am. But you still have time to get in on the conversation. You can call us at 760-683-2662. I cannot stress enough, Friday night it goes down. We're going to have tons of fun. And drinks are on cue, so please show up.
Yeah, believe that shit. Believe that shit. I it's water all night, goddamn.
Oh, but yeah, so America, check it out. Like Deidre said, Friday night, happy hour, Bar Louie, D.C. Come check us out. We will be there.
What's the address of Bar Louie for those who don't know?
Give me a second.
Is it 701? Is it 701 7th Street? 717 7th Street?
It is 701 7th Street Northwest.
701 7th Street Northwest. That's right next door to the Verizon Center. You go through the open doors, right?
Really?
Where the movie theater
really?
Is.
Really? Really? You going to go that far? You going to go that deep with it? For real, bruh?
Real? Is that it? Or is that the right one?
No, that's
that
the right one. That's the right one. Come out. Join us.
I will tell you this, America. It will be your opportunity to have a conversation with us live and direct and in the flesh. And I will tell you, if you think we cut up here, it's worse in person.
It is definitely worse in person.
Yeah.
And also, America, please bundle up. Friday is supposed to be cold as hell. So if we see you walking around in a T-shirt and some UGG boots, no, we're going to kick you. We're going to kick you. So dress warm, dress appropriate. Deidre said the first three dudes that have been there gets a free shot of Hennessy.
I didn't say that.
And for the first three females, gonna get a shot of something from Jeff.
Yeah.
A shot of mine.
What?
Oh.
Y'all gonna get that placebo effect. That shit gonna be clear.
Get a shot of that Casper. Anyway,
I'm sorry, miss, did I touch your boobies? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Is that it?
Well, I mean, we only have another 15 minutes or so. Are there any relationship issues, questions, comments that y'all want to put out there? Because I'm not going to start y'all in on another one. Because y'all don't take the other one.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead, sir.
I would just say for the couples out there who are, you know, either just starting out or you're sort of in the middle of things, so to speak, and everything's going great, I just would like to offer this as a thought to you guys. Plateaus are fine as long as the relationship is healthy, wealthy, and wise. There is no problem with the plateau. You do not always need to be looking up towards something else. Just offering a thought.
Okay.
What I would like to say is those who are in committed relationships, you have to realize that two things. One, compromise is essential, and also your relationship, you should see your relationship as a brand. What do you mean by it should be a brand? It's hard work, and it should be, and it's hard work, and also, I lost my train of thought.
Typical.
Shoot. I forgot. Forget it. I'm sorry, America. I'm going to 4 o'clock this morning. I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. I was about to go deep.
He probably wasn't. And so that was his excuse of utter fail. So.
I'm a fail you right in your face when I see you.
Oh, Lord,
I forgot. I was about to go deep.
He wasn't
anyway.
Really. He wasn't.
He was.
Don't believe it.
Go ahead now.
Before I say something, let it go.
No, I'm not. Oh.
All right. This I wanted to ask Deidre and the rest of the female population. You know, and I don't know if it's a trait of women being nosy, but why do women want to get into and get into everybody's business concerning relationships and stuff like that. Why are y'all so nosy?
First of all, Deidre don't give advice unless you come to me. So I'm not going out to anybody saying or trying to look and see what's going on in somebody's relationship.
Yeah, I'm not saying Deidre specifically. I say it from a general aspect. It's like women, especially, you know, women love to hear the downfalls or when the relationship goes bad. They just want to hear the gossip and the news of why it's going on, and they want to offer their opinion. Whereas guys, if they hear that a relationship is going bad, guys, for the most part, say, oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to hear it. But if women be like, ooh, girl, what's going on? Why? And, you know, 9 times out of 10, y'all blame the dude or whatever for the downfall. So it's just like, I just want to know why is it like that?
I don't know. I can't speak
why can't women, for the most part, say, you know what, that's not my business. I just pray for them and just keep it moving.
I don't know.
Women, a lot of women like to think that they always have the perfect relationship advice, period.
And it's all, and you know what, Jeff? It's always that single broad. That single broad who always in a relationship every 6 months offering advice. Girl, lean up. I'm like, really?
Oh,
really? Well, I just wanted to know that, but since you can't give me Anthony, I'll kick it to the curb.
Nope, I can't give you an answer.
Okay.
I'm an advocate.
Oh, excuse me, Lord. I'm so sorry. So, America, again, Friday, February 28th, 5 p.m. Well, we did say 5 p.m. Are y'all going to be on there at 5 p.m.?
Jeff will.
I will.
5 p.m., 701 7th Street Northwest. That's 7th Street between G and H. If memory serves me correctly.
Metro Accessible.
Metro Accessible, yes. It's the closest in Gallery Place, which is the green and yellow line. Is it the red line too?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't write.
It's all those lines. So, you know, come up off the station, you know, take a left at the corner where you get to 7th and H, and you take another left. You know, ignore all, like, the little hoodlum kids that be hanging up around there. You know, there's a homeless dude, you know, that be playing the guitar. You know, give him a dollar. You know, it's payday for all of us. And just meet us there. You know, have fun. You know, drinks. I don't know what Deidre talk about. I'm not paying jack for you. I'm broke. I'm sorry. I'm broke.
Hey, Deidre, for the fellas out there who's going to be checking for you that night, what color freakum dress can we expect on Friday night?
Deidre's not wearing a dress.
Okay. Okay.
Just come and see.
Deidre's going to wear her one-piece tiger spandex outfit with the matching hookah tiger pumps. With the matching hookah tiger pumps.
Did you say it was tiger and spandex?
Whoa!
Hey, D, you gonna put on your Lululemon see-through yoga pants?
Oh, Lululemon. With the big old Dallas Cowboy hat on.
What?
Yeah.
I'm coming with my Dallas. Be ready for the Dallas gear, because that's what I'm sporting.
Okay, all right. Ladies, fellas, she's a cowgirl. She's a cowgirl. She's going to be bucking all night.
with spurs in her boots.
Whoa. Ride on cowgirl.
Absolutely. Hey.
Deidre, give him a yeehaw. Give him a yeehaw, Deidre.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Because you're doing too much right now.
We're trying to keep this a Texas theme. That's what, you know. Yeehaw, ain't that part of it?
Yeehaw, yeehaw.
So, Jeff, I have one question for you.
Yes, what's that question?
Did you see Mary Jane in the kitchen last night wanting to get filled up with the turkey baster?
Yes. Go, Mary Jane. Go, Mary Jane.
Ow.
Did you think it was a good thing, Allie?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I mean, the show is not really known for, like, super duper cliffhangers and all that other stuff, so I think it went out okay.
And you'll tune in next season if it gets picked up?
Yes, DJ, I approve next season if it gets picked up, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Looking at my clock, it's about that time. America, thank you for listening to our month friend show. I want to thank Deidre for being our lead host. I want to thank my man Jeff. As always, brothers stick together, being on my side in this. And, you know, I want to thank the callers who called in. I want to thank the bloggers who blogged in. And thanks for the Facebook heads who posted their comments.
Even though they were whack. With the exception of Lannis.
Next week, we have a whole new special show. Who's hosting? Oh, me. So, America. Oh, anybody got any more last words?
See you on Friday.
Yeah,
see you on Friday.
Friday.
I'm wearing my red. It's, you know, Friday is Redskins Friday, so look for the brother having his Redskins gear. Y'all,
okay.
You know how I do on a Friday.
Mm.
Y'all know how I do. Jeff going to have his New York Giants hat with his Johnson C. Smith t-shirt.
You're funny. Yes,
see how Devil A. Love up in the house. See how Devil A. Love up in the house. And we just look for Deidre in her one-piece spandex tiger outfit with the matching tiger shoes and the cowboy, Dallas cowboy hat.
Wow.
Wow. I'm mad at you. All right.
So,
Jeff, you know what to do.
1, 2, 3.
Take me
home. Amongst friends, all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, for the ladies, for the men. Just 21, and wearing the pants. Fab old combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, Fab old combo. Amongst friends, Fab old combo.